The podcast to listen to while you're studying, masturbating, or making out in public.
Well, and then there was three.
I just quit my job, so hopefully this works.
This
is
Minimal Filters.
Well, boys, there's a new outlaw in town.
Oh, voice crack off the bat. No, you gotta keep going. Don't give up.
Woo-wee.
Just let the nerves out. Let them out.
And this apartment ain't big enough for the three of us.
There's a new outlaw.
Literally, man. My name is Jason, and I'm here with two of my dearest friends, Nathan and Kale. Welcome to the thruple we call Minimal Filters. And today we bring to you the MF'er of the week, our professional advice with love language, our nails segment, and then we end it off with a shower thought of the day.
It was good.
That was
fuck
good.
You guys. I like that. Focus on talking in your mic.
Sorry.
You'll learn.
I mean, I might be bad at
Kale,
it too. This is
Kale's
new.
Very bad at it.
And we're also holding the mics now for, not the first time, but I don't know.
That was raw. Better. That was a raw and well-executed intro.
Way too raw.
Literally rehearsed that probably one time. Today.
Over
you actually rehearsed it? I don't rehearse mine.
Well, I just read it a couple
I
times.
I typed mine like a second before we press play.
Yeah, that's cap.
And they're way better than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're capping.
Oh, yeah.
You okay. Wanted the intro today. You're like, man, I wrote a really good one.
No, I just want to make sure you didn't fuck it up like you just did.
Well, you guys were mean.
There's a new outlaw in town.
This apartment ain't big
enough for the three ain't big enough for
the chirp on you guys, but you guys are too stupid to understand.
No, I got it. Trust me, I got it. I really got it.
All right, hold on.
So it's our first epi with Jason full-time.
Hello.
We've had him as a half-decent guest, but we were like, let's add it to the next level.
We'll see.
Can we?
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, so can we talk quickly before we get into our segments? Let's talk about our prank that Jason and I pulled on Kale this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I actually forgot all about that.
Jason and I decided to go home from the bar early.
For no reason. That was actually, that was so though. Random and actually kind of upset.
I just didn't feel like going out.
We literally walked out of the bar to go to another bar, and you guys are just on a scooter, just peeling down the fucking.
I said as soon as we like were at Unicorn, I said I'm ready to go home. Like,
yeah,
I don't
but we
really
didn't. Well, we didn't believe you.
Well, did you believe me as I was scooting away?
That's what made me believe it. Yeah,
yeah. It's in our dust, buddy.
So Jason and I get back. We're kind of hanging out for a bit, and we're like, oh, let's throw on a movie. And then...
Okay, well, first of all, let me get into this.
Okay. Yeah,
so we get home
well,
early.
He's already interrupting on the fucking first 3 minutes
sorry,
of the show.
Sorry,
It's how we do it.
I know.
Get home early from the bar, me and Nathan, like, let's have a chill night, man. Let's watch a good movie, save some money. This guy puts on SpongeBob, and it was the new one, the terrible one.
It was pretty trash. I just saw it on the top Netflix movies, and I was like, sure, I'll just toss it on there.
Yeah, but...
I think I watched it for like 2 minutes and I was like, this thing.
And then you put on fucking Endgame, probably.
I didn't put on Endgame. But anyways, back to the prank. But before we started watching the movie, Jason and I were like, we got to get some snacks. So
wait,
Jason.
Should I say it for my POV first? And you
no,
guys
no,
tell
no,
us,
no, 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 no.
That'd be more funny.
No. So Jason's like, oh, let's go get some snacks. And then he grabs a jar of peanut butter is his first thing he grabs. And then I was like, Jason's like, oh, I should go hide this in Kale's bed. And then I immediately go, let's just put Kale's entire pantry.
let's just fuck
in
with
his
Kale
bed
for
and
no reason.
As we pissed ourselves laughing for like 10 minutes, like it was just so funny.
Well, we put all of his clothes in there and made it look like a person. But when he lifted his covers up, it was just...
All my clothes?
No, all of his foods.
Food. Yeah.
My bad. All of his foods. And we left one mini egg in the pantry for Kale, and the rest of it was quite literally in his bed. A couple things in his drawers.
Which I didn't find until 2 days after, which was terrible.
I think in the moment, it was so funny, and then when you came back, it like was a cherry on top, because it was exactly what I wanted you to do.
Dude,
to be
I
like,
fell asleep before you got home.
To be like, what the fuck?
Well, dude, okay, so yeah, now I'll quickly go for my POV. I walk in. I went to the pantry first. I didn't even go to my room at the start. I went to the pantry, and I just noticed that literally... The whole entire top row, which is my row, is just gone. I didn't even notice the mini egg at that point. I'm like, what the fuck? And you guys were silent well, one, Travis was sleeping, but Salt was here at this point, and you were, like, I guess, kind of hearing from my reaction. And I walk into my room. Literally, every single fucking piece of food is just on my bed. Luckily, they didn't spill much. Because there's some open cracker bags, but...
there was a bit of quinoa. What's it called? Quinoa.
Oh, my God. Really sounded that one out, eh?
Quinoa. That's got to be...
Quinoa?
That's got to be quinoa in French, because I remember reading the bag. Oh, it said quinoa.
It's quinoa.
Yeah,
it's
but quinoa, there was quinoa bro. On the bag. I don't know where it was.
Yeah, must have been a fucking autocorrect. Fucking
anyways, Jason spilled all of your quinoa all over the floor.
It's just not cheap either. It's like... Well, it's not expensive.
That was the that was the
still there. You I know.
That was the only thing that we spilled throughout and that whole process.
In that process, when I stacked everything back, I obviously put it in different order than it was used to be because I had to reorganize it. But the next morning, I went to go put my peanut butter back, and I knocked over a jar of fucking white sauce, and glass shattered and white sauce shattered all over the pantry. So that fucking rattled
just
me.
Just another level of our prank.
First day of school, and I'm already just cleaning up shit. But
You're so grumpy that
Let's
morning.
Get into that. I'm back in school, guys. Nathan had his first week last week. He told you his great first day of seeing two car accidents. Almost saw a guy get killed.
It's very cool.
Mine wasn't quite as interesting. MRU is just so much better, though, because it's just more tidy.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? For sure. Yeah, it's definitely better.
Smaller classes. All my classes, I'm only in four.
It's a narcissistic outlook.
All of my classes,
your stuff's better.
All of my classes are literally in one wing of the school this semester, which is so fucking clutch because I can park in the rec parking lot, which is near the gym and near my classes. I don't have to worry about walking across campus at all. Don't have to worry about parking tickets yet. But
I'm so glad I know about your parking situation. That really is.
I'll get into that more later.
Definitely a detail I needed to hear.
But yeah, I'm back in school, guys, so we're all officially schoolboys. Shabs, I guess you're not in school, but everything's back. We're no longer just bums this summer. We're back.
I feel like this week is so fucking busy for me that I need to reel back. I don't know if I'm going to not do any schoolwork or not go to work, but I need to reel back. So I might just miss a couple shifts this week, but...
Okay, fair. I work. I'm back to work, too. I have a four-day weekend, so I'm working twice. Hopefully every weekend this summer I'll work twice. Or this winter.
Yeah, this summer, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
For me, it's business as usual. I've just been working every day and then going to school
Except
in
Except for Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
I started working half days on Fridays.
Thank God. I don't know why. You've had 3 years at this job now?
I think we did the math one day that because Shibes refused to go to work on Fridays for about a year and a half, he... lost out. I think it was like 22 grand or
something. Boys are going out on Thursday night.
Yeah, we did go in a habit of that, but I'd say your priorities were where they should have been, though. So good call.
Sure.
I think it's time.
No, not quite.
I think it's time.
Not quite.
What the hell do you want to talk about?
I want to ask you on the spot, Bales, what are the bonuses of having Shabs on this podcast now?
Mainly just because I have another person to argue with you.
That's exactly what my reasoning was, too. It's going to be 2 versus 1 the whole entire... Not just you 2 versus me, not me and Bales versus Shibes, not me and you versus Taylor.
I don't know.
I think it's pretty...
I'm pretty sure it's going to be pretty consistent with me and him versus you.
Depending on the day, someone's just going to get tortured.
But. Yeah. I think
it's going to be like 80...
I know for a fact 80, you guys are like definitely thinking of picking on me the whole entire rest of this podcast.
Well, it's just the easiest.
It's so. Just
you guys
some
just,
of the
no,
shit
it's
you say.
You guys need to. You can't do it by yourself. You're both bitches. That's what it is.
What'd you have today for breakfast, Kale? Bowl of courage?
No, actually, 2 peanut butter slices. Peanut butter toasts.
Nice.
Yeah, that kind of proves my point.
All right, you think it's time, Bales?
Yeah, we might as well get into the first segment. Jason, first time doing MF for the week. So please give us your MF-er or plural MF-ers of the week.
Good
if
or
you
bad,
got one or two.
With it.
It's up to you if you got one or two.
Okay, I got one for sure. I had two about 10 minutes ago, but I forgot it.
That's good. Make sure you don't write anything down when you're preparing for writing podcasts and recording podcasts.
Okay, well, we weren't supposed to record today.
You had all day.
Man, my cat's dying, okay?
Just so you guys know, it's literally 6:14 right now, and Shab's had quite literally all day to prepare.
Okay, so I got to work at 6.
He does work full time.
And I worked until 4:30.
He Snapchats every 8 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still working.
You have a 2 milli snap streak.
No, I don't.
Damn near.
Who do you think has the highest snap score out of us three?
It's Shab's, me, than you. We've done this before.
We have?
Yeah.
The only people I Snapchat are you guys.
Basically same.
The
wheat.
We all just snap. It's why we're so high. We just snap each other.
Anywho.
The Jason. MF for the week. I got a good one.
Okay.
I got a little story behind it.
We'll decide that.
So, I was at the... Actually, I got two. I remember it now.
Oh, thank God.
So I'll start with the first one. Okay, so Calgary Zoo.
Right? That's the MF of the week?
Is no. it the zoo?
The fucking animals at the zoo.
All of them.
Okay.
Bad MF.
I want to hear this.
Bro. Okay, so we get there. We're all super fired up to go. And I was like, let's go see the tiger. Tiger's sleeping. All right. What let's a, go check what out a the lion.
Meffer.
Lion's sleeping. Go check
sure
out the
hippos.
Sure
they weren't just dead, bro? It's the
hippos
Calgary Zoo.
Sleeping. Drafts sleeping.
So they're all just sleeping.
And I paid $70 for two tickets to get in there. Everything's fucking sleeping. It's plus 28 outside. I'm in jeans. My knees are sweating.
That sounds like a you problem for wearing jeans.
Bombs week?
Well, I don't know. I watch Madagascar. Don't the animals turn up for the people, bro?
Yeah, that is a movie. It's animated, but
it's pretty realistic.
That does suck, though, actually. I feel like I've been in the zoo maybe once the past 10 years. I haven't been in a long time. But I do remember that if you walk past an exhibit that you were hoping to see an animal at, and they're like either hidden in their den or like behind somewhere or sleeping, it was just like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah, gorillas sleeping.
Oh, I'm upset for the gorilla. The gorilla is by far the coolest thing because they're just like dumb humans.
There was only three of them.
Well, that's where we came from was gorillas. So
remember? No, it's actually a myth.
No, we're not. Whatever. That sucks though.
So animals at the zoo.
But
is that your MF-er?
Yeah, they're just okay. Bad MF. That's my first one. Do I do two in a row here?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
You might as well.
Okay, on the way back from the zoo, I had a...
Jeez, this is a shitty day, isn't it?
Long day at the zoo, tired, hot, whatever. On the way back, we're driving on Deerfoot, and everyone knows what a nightmare that is.
Rush hour?
I've had worse nightmares.
No, not rush hour, but just...
There was one time I got in a fight with the Hulk and turned into my own Hulk in
Didn't
one of my
dreams.
Did
you have a nightmare like 2 nights ago where I torched all your shit in your room or something like
that? Yeah, dude. I literally woke up and I like looked around for my clothes because I thought like it felt so realistic that all my clothes got burned.
Sorry, Shibes. You can keep going.
Yeah, sorry.
No, okay. So I'm sitting in the passenger seat.
Bitch seat.
Yeah. I'm in and out of sleep. I'm kind of dozing off, you know, just really relaxed.
Thank God you're in the passenger seat. Just holy fuck.
Well, this is really relaxed, just... living my best life. And then my girl, who's driving, she goes, the car behind us is swerving like crazy. And I was like, oh, well, what do you want me to do about it? And she's like, just look at it. And it was like swerving bad. I was like, okay, get into the middle lane because we were in the far left lane.
Mm-hmm. And I was the fast lane.
I was like, you want those people in front of you? And she's like, okay. So she gets over. The car speeds past us, starts swerving again, and just nails the car in front of us.
Seriously?
And then just fucking peels off.
So a hit and run?
That was going to be you guys for sure.
A hit and run. I was like, whoa.
You guys didn't want to chase it down and call the cops?
Nah, dude. We had places to be.
So is this story you being a bad Samaritan?
No, okay. So the guy that got hit, there was a guy and a girl. They followed the car in and out of traffic for a bit. Probably got the plate and then they turned off. So We're like, if they're not going to follow them, we're not.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, also, it was a lady driving.
Oh, there's the first one. Strike number one
that's
for Shy.
That's not a problem. I'm just trying to paint you the picture.
I don't know if
she's... And like, she was driving a nice Benz, and she did that.
So what, you don't think women drive nice cars?
No, I'm just assuming that she fell asleep.
You're assuming.
Do you think,
it
do
hurt
you think,
my heart.
Hey, hold on. Do you think she was hammered, or do you think she was like unable to drive because of existential circumstances?
No, it was a Friday rush hour.
Like her gender.
Friday rush hour. She was probably tired after work, and... Because she passed us and she looked like she was just lounging in the car.
Yeah, that's...
And She just peeled off, eh?
She like swerved out onto the shoulder to the left and then way inside to the right and just nailed the car beside him. Like, I thought it could have been way worse.
So
bad who driver is, who is your MF-er? Like,
the lady driving that car, hit
so,
and run lady.
Right. Hit and run lady. All right, that's good MF-er.
That's a couple good bad MF-ers of the week.
Yeah.
I'll go here, Kale.
Let's intertwine. Let's do one each. Or do you have one or two?
I have two. So My first one is the word pee-pee. P-E-E-P-E-E. A.K.A. Pierre Polivier. So he's been trending because of comments that he made about CERB and the billions of dollars that the government gave out during COVID. I know this isn't a political podcast, but
it is right now.
The reason this is hilarious is because all the liberals and people who aren't a fan of him are literally calling him PP, spelled P-E-E-P-E-E on Twitter, and everyone's just like chirping him and calling him PP. So
I will straight up...
My MF of the week might be our future prime minister, a.k.a. PP.
I will straight up say, and again, I never say my stance on politics at all, but I do like Pierre. mainly because I met him, and he asked me to pick out a shirt for him, and he wore it to Stampede. So like, obviously we're kind of close now.
You boys now.
But I think that being called PP is one of the shittiest names you could ever be called.
Yeah.
So I feel so bad for PP.
It's literally almost as bad as Kale.
That would also suck, dude. Today in class, I got fucking. We had to go around and like introduce ourselves, and I got picked first because I was sitting in the back corner because it's where the fucking cool kids sit.
That's not where the cool kids sit.
I hate
the
class.
Did you have some death metal playing out of a speaker in your back?
You know what? It's a poetry class. There, I said it. I'm writing poems this year to get fucking credits for a university degree. You want me to read you one?
You got one?
I actually wrote one yesterday about the color blue. I had to. It wasn't my choice.
Yeah, well, sounds like you want us to hear it.
Sounds like you want to say it.
You know what? I don't have it in front of me, but I'll bring it next time. Next week's podcast, I'll bring it and I'll read it. I'll read it in the intro.
Okay.
That's what I'll do every week. I'll read a poem for you guys.
Well.
We'll ask the fans, because if they like my poems, I'm going to make more and more.
Do you
know what kind of poem it was? Was it a haiku?
It wasn't a haiku.
That's the only one I know.
What's haiku?
It was a 5757.
Oh, I know those ones, yeah.
Isn't that haiku?
No, haiku is when you have a word going down and words going across.
Nah, I don't think that's it. That ain't it.
A haiku is syllables.
Haiku is like five syllables. I think it is what he said.
Well, Shaq said what I said.
Well, Kale looks that up. My second one is.
Oh, it's 353 a haiku.
Yeah. My bad. All right, my second one is Boba Fett. I know not everyone who listens to this podcast watches sports, especially baseball. As we all know, regular season baseball might be the most boring sport ever. But yes. Boba Fett of the Blue Jays is on a historic tear right now. I believe his stats, no one has matched the stats that he's put up so far in the last 11 games of September since Lou Gehrig in 1930 or something.
The guy with the disease?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, so if you're a true Canadian, just start supporting the Jays because these guys, because of Bo Bichette, they're starting to show Team of Destiny vibes. So let's...
Okay, but Bales, you've said that the last 3 years, dude.
Yeah, the Jays got to do something or else I'm never watching baseball again.
You don't watch baseball.
I do watch baseball.
Yeah, I actually watch baseball.
Me and my dad's favorite thing to do together.
Besides playing catch?
Yeah.
Besides cuddling?
He gave me a hug the other day. I was like, whoa, dude.
What the fuck?
Yo, chill, brother. Chill.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so
yeah, Bobo was fun to watch.
Yeah, my MFers are PP and Bo Bichette.
PP and Bobo.
PP and Bobo.
All right, my first MF of the week, my bad MFer is the queen.
Yeah, she's dead.
She gone.
Why is that bad?
It's not good.
I could go one step further with that one and say the monarchy in general, because it's fucking useless.
Yes.
What do they even do?
Well, you know what? We'll get into that later.
At this point, I feel like the monarch is as useless as like a landline phone. Like, just get a cell phone at this point. Like, literally, a landline is just pointless. Facts. Like, just get things directed to your cell phone at this point.
But yeah, the queen. So I flew to Ottawa this past Thursday, landed at 4 o'clock Ottawa time, which I'm not sure. Is that Eastern?
Yes, sir. Yes.
It's 1 o'clock here, I think, right?
Whoa, bro. No, it's 2 hours back where we are.
Yeah, we're Mountain Time, they're Eastern. It's 2 hours ahead.
It's a quick geography lesson for you.
Yeah, there you go, buddy. But anyways, we landed in Ottawa, and the second we landed, everyone's phones like went off. LTE turned on and shit like that. It was just the queen's dead. And there was, I'm not even kidding, like sections of the planes that were like laughing and some that were like all like fucking teary. We literally landed in Ottawa, like right near Parliament Hill. Not a big fucking deal.
So after you finished clapping...
Yeah,
you read your phone and you're like, oh, the queen died.
Then I clap some more. So first bad MFR of the week is the queen, RIP the queen. My second bad MFR is parking, which is what I alluded to earlier. Here, I've had to park 2 blocks away the past 2 fucking times. And it's that same fucking street, Baylor. 2 streets down is always under construction.
It's been under construction since we've been here. I do not understand.
I don't know. It's been a different construction each time. It stops for like a fucking 2 weeks and it just goes. So everyone who lives on that street is parking here. And I never, ever really fucking thought about this, Bales, but you might actually agree now. You know how there's only like maybe max 4 or 5 spots no matter what time of the day, no matter what day of the week?
Yeah.
I think now, dude, people who live outside of the city come park on our street and then walk downtown to work because it's free parking. I never thought about that until like the other day.
Damn.
But does that not make sense?
I don't know. I also think there's a lot of people who literally don't move their cars. Like literally are just
motorbike
here.
Has been there.
Oh my God.
I know, but like there's maybe 60 spots, and 65, that, 70, and only like 4 open at all
times. But that motorbike might be the most annoying thing ever because you think there's a spot there, but it takes up about a quarter of a parking spot. Yeah. And then you're just bamboozled the whole time.
Benny almost hit it the other day. It was fucking hilarious, but... Yeah, so the queen and parking.
Nice. Good fair. MFers. Fair. Kale, let's get to love language. Do you have our article?
So, one of our listeners sent this in to me about their relationship they're in with their significant other. Here we go. You boys ready?
Anytime today.
Ready.
The topic of this is this a red flag? I've noticed my fiance tugs at himself / puts his hands down his pants when an attractive woman is on TV, commercials, movies, all the above. Whether they're actresses, sports announcers, or just a random girl on TV, he's touching himself. Is this a guy thing or a red flag that he can't control his impulses? All I know is it makes me uncomfortable because I cannot imagine touching myself to any men on TV. Backstory, he used to make eyes with women nonstop in person, but I told him I would leave him if he didn't stop eye-fucking other women and even letting me know he wanted to fuck him. Thanks for the advice. Anything helps.
Are you sure this isn't you?
Seriously? Come on, man. Wow, that was fucking rude.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, it's me. I wrote this just like 2 minutes ago.
No, I'm fair enough, no, Kale. But, well, here's what I have to say to you.
Can I go first? Because you went first with your MFers.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll be quick with this one. But here's what I think. I know a lot of dudes, and I'm honestly not one of them. Bales, you kind of are sometimes. A couple of other buddies are. Literally has their hand on their crotch 24/7, no matter the circumstance. I feel like this girl is kind of oblivious to that, and as soon as she sees an attractive woman on TV, she looks at him and then notices. So it's like his hand was already there in the first place. She just notices it and then thinks, "Holy fuck, was that there before, or was that there the whole time?" You know what I'm saying?
As an avid supporter of crotch grabbing, as an avid supporter, I 100% agree, because I
agree with
just
me?
Naturally do put my hand down my pants, and it's just what I do.
Okay, but on the flip side, latter half of this fucking story, apparently this man used to literally tell his girlfriend before it was fucking her fiance that he wants to fuck that girl.
And what girl are you getting married to?
Dude, stop. This isn't me.
Okay, here's what I think.
That's your fucking ass.
Here's what I think. I think the guy's doing his best to shield his dick from seeing the women so it doesn't get excited.
He's cock-blocking himself.
Genius. He's fucking, yeah, he's thinking in advance. He's technologically advanced.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's very good, Shibes.
Well.
He's like, if my peen sees this lady, we're both going to act up, so I just end it right now.
Let me cover it. Again, but she also says tugs at himself. So I think this girl, honestly, I lied before, everyone listening. This wasn't a fan who sent it to us. It was from Reddit. So I actually don't know who this is. So I can't judge it based on bias. They know, Shibes. Everyone knows we lie on this podcast.
I've never lied once on this podcast.
True. You are a virgin. That is still true.
Precisely.
But I do truly think this girl is exaggerating. If anyone listening thinks this girl isn't exaggerating and this guy's actually just a scumbag and they should break up, let us know. Because until then, we are on Team Guy. For this story, are we right?
Team dude, right? Again, or die.
I think team guy.
No misogyny involved. We were just team male for everything.
It's very misogynistic the way you said that. Just saying.
No.
Nah.
So that's the conclusion, eh?
Yeah, I think that's team all dude. I got. I think we're just team dude there.
If I was her, I'd just probably stop worrying about it as much.
I probably would have broke up with him. Like
the first part, when he was eye fucking girls, and he was like,
"Oh, you see that girl? I wish I was fucking her right now."
Oh, if you had that ass, those titties, and that fucking nice smile.
I bet that guy works out.
All right, yeah, that was our advice.
I guess. Love language. There you go.
Do with it as you please.
We will now go to nails.
I'm really excited for this one.
This is a good one.
Jason forgot to mention what nails we were doing.
Oh, he did forget. Ooh, what a fucking shitty intro, guy.
We're doing the nails of funniest things to see on a night out. Did I word that correctly?
That's funniest good. Things to Perfect. See. I have that written word for word.
Okay. In order to do our snake draft,
we coin flip.
Are doing odds or evens. Odd man out goes first.
Nope. Odd man out decides the order.
Ah, I like that.
Yeah, because it's a snake draft now. There's three of us, so it'll be
Kay.
One, two, three, 3-2-1, 1-2-3, 3-2-1. Only four picks, not five anymore. Odd man out picks the order. It'll be 3-2-1, go.
Yeah, one or two. All right, ready?
Yeah.
3-2-1. I forgot to put a number out. That's fucking my God,
how do you mess up?
I don't know. I
it's only one or two, not a fucking fist. Do I just take my paper scissors.
I just did a rock. It's my bad. So okay, ready?
So one's bells.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, go.
Why did you do paper, bro? Bro, come on. How did you do paper? Well,
I really got my head now with rock.
People are literally going to think we're staging this. This is just us being
so one or two.
Dumb as shit. Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors.
It's not rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, my.
Okay.
3-2-1.
3-2-1. Shoot.
Yes.
3-2-1. Shoot.
Oh, Baylor.
I'm taking first overall. That's I have so, a good 1-1. I need to do it. Jason, you can go second.
Nice.
Kale, go last. That's
exactly. I would have picked the exact same order. So thanks.
Yeah, I'm sure you would have.
I would have.
1-1. Pretty easy. A girl fight. Cracks me up every time, and I don't know what it is. I sway
your hand onto your pants and you jerk off.
I swear it is way more tense than a dude's fight, because dudes, when they're fighting, they usually like square up, you know, like toss a little. Yeah. Girls literally go right into it and start pulling hair and just fucking going
and
ham.
And a girl fight's literally a press conference too. They get it all going. They do the press conference, then get swinging.
Yeah. It's fucking
everyone in the building knows they're about to rumble.
Yeah, they're like, yeah. You fuck my man, bitch?
Okay, where did that come from?
I don't know.
Okay, man.
All right, Jason, on that note, please give us your first pick.
Oh.
All right. I think seeing someone throw up like at the bar, not in the bathroom.
Yeah, like in the middle of a crowd kind of thing.
Yeah, like on the dance 100%. Floor or something. Never done it. But
I remember at Stampede when I was trying to get a picture with my girlfriend and you were the one taking the photos, and there was that dude just profusely throwing up behind you, and he just didn't stop for the whole 2 minutes.
I think Stampede's the only exception where you like go dap that guy up after and not be like, come on.
No, that kid was not standing, bro.
Oh, right. I remember now.
Yeah, he was like leaning on the trash can, but not into the trash can. He was just using it to he was puking beside the trash can.
As weird as it sounds, it's probably a better place to do it, because no one wants to fucking grab a garbage bag full of puke after. It will soak into the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just think if you're near trash can, you might as well try to go for it. But
my first pick, which is I'm so glad you guys left this. I will say you guys' picks are great, but nothing is as funny as seeing your boy strike out.
I think that's kind of sad. I don't know.
I think I give him respect for trying, man.
I don't think it's that funny.
I think it was kind of funny, I'm not gonna lie.
Nah.
I don't think it's that
funny. Well, it happened all the time.
It's fucking rude, that's what
it is. But it's nice, not nice. It's funny to see them with the confidence walking up to a nice looking girl and then getting strike out. It's like, you know what? That's kind of funny.
I'm not an asshole, so I don't think my friend's striking out.
Okay, you know what? My second pick, because we're doing the snake draft, which I was going to take first, but I'm like, you know what? I have back to back, so a makeout sesh.
Yeah. I mean, it is pretty funny.
It's always funny to see a makeout sesh, because it's always just like, why the fuck are you making out in the middle of a bar?
I know. I couldn't imagine doing that.
Sloppy drunk ones, too. Those are hilarious.
They're so yuck, bro.
There was that one time at Cowboys. Remember, we got there. It was way too early. Like, this was years ago. And they were doing like that jump rope thing. Do you guys remember that one night when they were doing jump rope in the middle of it?
Yeah.
In the dance floor?
Yeah.
And the guy in the vest. So this guy in the vest was just, he was just the main character that night. Like he was just.
Did we sit in there lots?
No, but you could just tell that like this was his night to go out. So he hops in there. He's going hard there. 10 minutes later, literally right beside me, just full on tongue fucking this girl. Like full on makeout session.
Ass? Oh.
Makeout sesh right in front of me. And yeah, so that's what that reminds me of. But yeah, good like one. I like think that one is pretty funny.
That's a pretty good one. That should be your first pick. But
yeah, for sure.
Whatever, bud.
Okay, this one, it happens on a night out, but I think this is a sleeper one, but I'm taking it now just because it's good, I think.
Just say it, dude. We'll decide.
Bird scooter wipeouts.
I had that one. Yep. Yeah. Pain in general is funny, though. Like
seeing someone fall or like.
Yeah, seeing someone get hurt, but like. Since we've all been there where we've all aided on scooters, it's almost funnier because you know what they're going through. And it's just like, damn, thank God that's not me tonight.
Yeah.
Like it could go sideways.
I've been there so many fucking times.
It's so funny though.
It's almost kind of scary to see because fucking people can get hurt.
They can be bad, but.
All right.
Also kind of helps with being funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
My next pick is watching people resist getting kicked out. Not just getting kicked out for being too drunk, but when they're like getting carried out by a bouncer and they're like, what did I do? What there's the fuck did I do?
Paragraph for this,
squirming around.
Just watching people resist getting kicked out. Like, you know exactly the guys they are. Like,
or people resisting being kicked out.
You mean Shibes?
Dude, I walk out on my own two feet, brother. Every time I've got kicked out, I walk right out.
Every time I get kicked out, I'm like, I get it, man.
If they give me a good explanation of why, that's all I need.
The worst I've ever had is like the, like, obviously a lot of bouncers are on power trips, but there was one time that we were at Cowboys and I was literally just sitting there minding my own business, not even that drunk. And this bouncer comes up to me, he's like, you got to go. And I was like, what? For what? I'm literally just sitting here. He goes, you're way too drunk. I was like, dude, I swear to God, I probably had like only 12 draft beers.
Dude, honestly, like if you just take five at the back of Cowboys, they're like, yep, this guy's out. Like you're just catching some air.
Yeah, they're like, you're out. See, bud. My next one, kind of a little bit of a niche one here. Nip slips.
Oh, I love seeing that.
Not that I'm out there looking for them, but
Wait, those are funny to you? It is quite hilarious
when a girl is...
I think that's actually kind of upsetting for the girl because she doesn't know and she should be embarrassed by that.
Well, if a dude nip slips, I think it's funny too because it's like, I can see that dude's fucking nipple. But like, it is pretty funny when you're just like chilling on dance floor and all of a sudden you're like, that person's nipple is just right out
like,
right now.
You nudge your buddy like, are you seeing this right now?
I mean, Wait a minute. He was supposed to go.
I just went.
No, I'm back to back, you fucking dumbass.
Oh, you're back to back.
Yeah.
You went first. My bad. My bad.
Fucking get in the program. Sorry. Yeah, so my third pick is nip slips.
I like that. I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah, right. Thanks.
I fucked up there.
Go again.
Now you're up.
My turn?
I'm not used to this whole fucking snake draft thing.
Okay, man. Right on.
Right arm.
I got a pretty good one. Finding lookalikes. You know, like when you see someone, you're like... They're like the Walmart brand of a celebrity. You're like, oh my God.
I know what he's talking about. I can only think of that happening like one time ever.
Oh, I got like three or four on my phone right now.
Dude, just about every time I go out, I see like
that. You know what I'm thinking of when I say the one ever?
No.
Yevgeny Kuznetsov.
Yeah, we all saw
Yevgeny Kuznetsov, yeah.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, I think that's hilarious.
Seeing doppelgangers?
Or there, it's like that's Baylor if he wasn't popular in high school.
Yeah, you're like that guy in that plaid button up is Baylor.
Actually, there's a lot of Baylors.
There like, is a lot of Baylor's.
The main one you see out there is Baylor. She's a like, douchebag with a button up. Backwards hat.
We saw this one guy. And we were like, oh my God, you're Seth Rogen. And he's like, no, I'm not. And we just kept pressuring him and he finally took pictures with all of us. I felt so bad for him, but it was so funny.
Sucks being him.
Yeah.
This one happened the other night with a buddy I was with and I couldn't help but fucking laugh super hard because of his embarrassment again. But seeing a card decline.
Ooh.
Seeing a card decline is one of the fucking most demoralizing things.
When it's
if you're buying a girl a drink.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, ooh, and she has to fucking pull it hers. It's like,
when it's you, it's the most gut-wrenching thing ever. But like, if it's one of your buddies and you're behind them, you're just fucking, you're just laughing at
me. Dude, and honestly, one of the shittiest things for me, being a person that doesn't have a credit card for safe reasons, Elf Furniture only takes cash or credit. So if you don't have cash, you got to go to the ATM machine and pull out cash that's like a $5 charge. Or you gotta get one of the boys to pay for it and you just never transfer them back. But
you are that scumbag to do that.
No, I'd never.
Hundo P.
Oh, fuck. I'm gonna say funniest thing to see on us three. I'm gonna say us three.
Is that your last pick?
That's your last pick. Is us three.
Respectable.
Man. I'm gonna win the fans over at that pick, I think, because.
Or they're gonna be like, fuck this guy.
Yeah, people see us three on it, they know it's gonna be a funny night. Right, guys?
Oh, yeah, man.
All right, there's my four. All right, that's Shibes.
Okay, I got three to choose from, but I don't really know.
Well, you can always say one of them, so.
Ooh.
Today.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of which one's the best.
Well,
I know exactly what my last pick's going to be.
I think watching people that can't dance dance is pretty hilarious.
Yeah. So shitty dancers?
It's a given one.
Am I in that category?
Bales, you're the world's fucking... You know what? You're so bad that you're good because you have your own dance.
Thank you. Yeah. That does mean a lot.
I'm a pretty bad dancer. I kind of just sway my arms.
I love dancing no matter how bad I am.
I can't dance either because I'm uncoordinated. Even though I was living on a TV show as a dancer in the background. But that's a whole other story, I guess.
Beer on my chest, my left arm just swaying in the wind, man. A slight knee bend.
That's about all you do. I get into it, man. I get sweaty sometimes.
I wish we were filming right now so we could all do on like 3-1 count, just Baylor's dance. There it is.
Yeah, I hit that.
Everyone in fucking Western Canada knows the Baylor dance at this point.
Everyone. Okay, my last pick. I have no idea how I came up with this one, but people getting caught having sex in a closet is quite hilarious when they get caught having sex at a bar.
Yeah, that's pretty. That was pretty funny.
I mean, giving someone a slow clap after having sex in a janitorial closet
just
at a bar.
Loud cheer. Stop. While they're getting escorted out.
While they're getting escorted out. Nice little like. What was the old liquor that used to have like the slow clap? That was their commercial where it'd be
Dos
like
Equis. Wasn't it?
No.
Yeah.
Was it Dos? No, Dos Equis was the most interesting man on earth.
But before
whatever.
It was the slow clap.
Was it? Yeah. Maybe I don't know. But yeah, so that's what I just picture when someone gets caught.
No.
Wiser's? Whiskey?
No, dude.
It might have been Wiser's. It might have been JP Wiser's. Anyways, besides the point, it is quite hilarious giving someone a slow clap after they have sex.
That would be fucked. I couldn't, like, that. I don't know. I think if you were to get caught having sex in a janitorial closet at, like, Greta, or whatever bar you guys were talking about.
Greta. Oh, shit. Yeah, that was my last pick.
If the boys ain't pooping in the stall in the basement of Greta, they're fucking in the janitor closet.
Oh, man. It was just a fucking... It was a weird night for the kid.
What? Did you...
Whatever kid did that.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Jason, give us all four of your picks.
Oh, fuck. What are they? I got people throwing up, like, on the dance floor.
Well, we already had that, so that was literally the first pick.
No, he's going over his picks.
You okay, man?
We're done.
I'm a mess right now.
Jeez, you got a little nervous.
Okay, so I got people throwing up, not in the bathroom.
Sorry.
I got bird scooter wipeouts.
Yeah.
I got finding lookalikes. Mm-hmm. And then I got watching shitty dancers dance.
Yeah, I have a girl fight. I have nip slips. What was my second one?
Watching people resisting. See, that's a bad fucking pick. You remember it.
Resisting getting kicked out, and then people getting caught having sex in a closet.
It's a great four from both of you. Mine are seeing...
Holy...
Yeah, are you guys done? I'm ready to lift my four here now, boys.
Yeah, you can go with your picture.
Go ahead, man.
As long as they don't
seeing your boys strike out, seeing a makeout sesh, seeing someone's card decline, and us three.
Yeah.
It ain't bad.
It ain't bad.
It ain't bad.
If you boys don't vote for me on this fucking, you guys are fucking imposters.
I had some of my honorable mentions. I had someone peeing their pants. I only saw it one time, but it was pretty good.
Saw it one time or did it one time, Bill?
Oh, I did it more than one time.
So we've seen it multiple times.
I also had someone, I have main character watching, but you kind of took that one with, like, just seeing those guys or girls that you know, like, this is their big night.
You should have said that.
Main character watching?
Yes.
It ain't bad.
That's a good pick, yeah.
That's a great pick.
Watching the zombie drunk person, like, who's, like, walking.
The puddle of a man.
Yeah, the one who can barely stand up. I have a yelling match. Those guys who are too big of pussies to fight, so they just start yelling at each other, but that happens.
Like, dudes fighting isn't ever fine to see, but just, like, the big dick competition. Like, the verbal fights. Those are good to see.
Yeah.
Because they never end up fighting. It's just like, you motherfucker, meet me outside.
95% of the time, they're just yelling at each other and nothing happens.
I got a couple honorable mentions. I got wearing sunglasses inside the bar.
That's pretty good.
Or shorts. It's good, I think.
Come on, man.
Not good enough to break the list, but...
Yeah.
And then another one that I find hilarious is when you see, like, a big lines to get into places and it's the middle of winter and... People are wearing t-shirts and girls are wearing like...
Just the crop tops.
Well, just kind the of crop tops.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Not even just winter. Just like standing in a long ass line.
At the back.
Like the other night, for example, when you two left back home, me and a couple other buddies stayed out at National on 8th and we ended up having a guest list. Thank God. Because we got inside and as I was going to the washroom about 2 hours into the night, somebody came up the stairs who I recognized from the back of the line. So they literally waited 2 fucking hours to be about an hour.
It's so demoralizing waiting in a long ass line.
I'm not saying this trying to sound cool by any means, but I actually don't remember the last time I waited in a line more than 10 minutes.
Thank God, like, we have this famous podcast to get us in places because I could not imagine waiting in line for more than an hour. Like, I think the longest I could possibly wait to go anywhere would be 20 minutes max.
Mine's, 15.
20 minutes
max. Yeah, because then you start to think, is it even worth it?
And you lose your buzz, too. Like, no one goes to bars sober anymore. You pre-drink. And if the scooter there, the Uber there, or the walk there, you lose a little bit of buzz. But if you got to wait in line, standing still, you sober the fuck up.
Yeah, you can't do anything in the line either. You just...
Yeah. Hundo P. Hundo P.
My honorables was someone dropping a glass.
That's yeah, kind of funny. It's
like
good.
A bartender's usually funnier because everyone just fucking, oh! You fucking just go quick little
road. Opa!
Yeah. Mazel tov! A slap. Seeing a slap. It's like seeing some guy get slapped by a girl or something like that.
I haven't seen that too many.
I got slapped by a girl one time when I was in grade 8.
At back alley when she was 40 years old and you were...
No, he got punched. He got drilled.
You look like a black guy for getting hit by a woman.
Yeah, but I made out with her friend, so it don't matter.
Dude, she was... Yeah, whatever.
Man, it was my 19th birthday. Get off my ass.
I also had... This one was... I Googled this one for the last one when I had, like, no other options. I'm like, okay, I need to find a couple ones that might just, like, pop out. Seeing your ex with a shorter man.
Oh, whoa, dude.
Yeah, all right. Chill, buddy.
That's why I didn't say
sad
it.
So yeah, I'm totally with you on this one. I've never seen that happen for me. I'm anciently tall.
I'm fucking golden. That'll never happen for me.
And the last one I had was seeing yourself in the mirror. Sometimes it can be fucking funny. Just seeing how much of an absolute puddle you are is like, holy fuck.
Buttons are out. Dude, I don't know what it is.
Down.
I find when I'm...
Oh, I should have fucked.
I find when I'm hammered, I look at myself in the mirror and I start breathing heavier. If I see
you're seeing another alpha in the mirror.
Start to rouse you up.
If I see my reflection, I'm alpha. Like... If I see my reflection, I'm like...
Yeah, another one that I forgot about was dudes that when you go into the urinal and pee with your pants all the way down. When you put your pants
around
your ankles.
When you walk into daycare.
I think I've only seen a few guys do that, and that was like our olden days at Cowboys. Everyone
so
would do
funny.
That.
You just walk in, you're like, holy fuck, man.
Yeah.
No?
It ain't bad. No, it's good.
I just haven't seen that.
Dude, I've seen you do it.
So how have I fucking seen it?
That was the nails of funniest things to see when you're out. That was good.
No homo. But I like this.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Ain't wrong being a little. You
know. Oh, also, from now on, whoever wins. Because I'm pretty sure Instagram updated where you can put more than one on the poll.
Yeah.
So, what I'm hoping you guys will agree with, which makes more sense, is whoever wins the week before decides the order.
Why don't we do it whoever gets last place?
Why? Why don't we just do whoever wins? Because you win. What else? What's the point of winning?
Bragging rights. That's literally the only reason why we do this.
There's got to be a reward.
Yeah, you got to pick the order. Because you don't always want to go first. If you don't have, like, if it's like a tough subject and you don't have, like, a perfect 1-1.
Okay, sure. It's your fucking podcast.
And you want the back to back, like I got
actually,
today.
It's my podcast.
Shep, you're literally the producer, bud.
Minimal Filters featuring Jason Shibley.
That's what it is?
No.
Minimal Filters and you're the extra misogyny.
You're under. No.
What?
You're under the umbrella of Minimal Filters.
I love
now. Did you know Burger King and Tim Hortons merged a few years ago? I just found that out in class today.
No, they didn't.
They merged?
Wendy's and Timmy's, like, buddy.
Nah, it was Burger King.
Wendy's and Timmy's they share the same roof in lots of locations.
Yeah, but it was Burger King.
Do you know this answer?
No, I had no idea. I literally read the
You're
article.
The facts guy of the podcast.
I read the article today in one of my classes. I'm just saying. And it just blew my mind. I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
That's crazy, dude.
They're nothing alike.
Shower thought of the day. Jason Shibley, do you have one? Did you find one while we were recording? Because you came unprepared.
You didn't tell me to prepare one.
You should have known. If you,
you ever listen to the podcast?
I listen to a couple.
The two he was in?
Well, I'm with you guys all the time.
Yeah, not all the time.
Fair enough. I'll go first. You can have some time to, you know, come up with something cool. My shower thought of the day, tobacco companies are technically killing their best customers.
And condom companies are...
killing future customers.
Yes. So you can Google that. You Google that one. That's good.
Hey. I didn't say. I never said I was perfect. I'm damn near close, but I never said I was perfect.
Yeah. Good one, Bales. Mine is. So the queen that just died, God bless, God rest her soul.
Queen Lizzie.
She reigned for 70 years. So people who are, I guess, almost everyone, a lot of people in the world, never had to mourn a queen or a king before. This new guy, King Charles III, he's dying right away.
Have you seen the picture of his hands?
Yes, his fucking swollen ass. Dude, he is
It's like he put a bracelet on and couldn't get it off.
He is, like, again, hopefully they aren't listening to this and the fucking queen stops his podcast. Or I guess the king. Rip.
Finally, a king.
King Charles.
He is so close to death. You can tell. I mean, the queen was looking kind of brittle for a while, and they obviously have, like, fucking serums and, like, shots they can just feed her to keep her alive.
Botox.
know if Botox keeps you alive. That just keeps your face nice and tight. Just
give her Red Bulls.
Jager bombs.
Yeah. Anyways, no. Jager bombs. My shout out is that like we're about to mourn a king in like a few years now, too.
Jager bombs are the elixir of life.
And then do you two know if it's Charles or...
Stop playing around with the battery, fucktard. I can hear it.
Sorry.
Anyways, Shabs, what's your shower thought that you just came up with? What's your shower thought that you just came up with?
Why is the sky blue but space is black?
Not bad. Not bad.
I don't have an answer.
What, are you a fucking Scientologist?
I said I think he would have an answer if he was a Scientologist.
It's because... I'm not going to try, but...
Just give it up. Yeah, I'm giving it up. Just give it up.
All right, everyone.
We burnt out. That was our first pod with Jason.
First pod. Now it's time to go fucking play some beer league hockey. Keep the fucking dream alive, fellas.
Never know who's watching, boys.
We should.
Never. Never going to die.
You're right. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Tune in the next forever. Jason.
With Jason. All right. Peace out.
Love you all. Everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Hey listeners, I'm Christy.
And I'm Melissa, and this is Buried Motives, where we dig deep into the details of some of the most gruesome
dirtbag murderers. She said she enjoyed hurting things that can't fight back.
And that is a disturbing view into the mind of a murderer. And such a dirtbag.
Yeah, that's not even strong enough words. This is totally a recipe for disaster. And not to justify whatever is going to happen, but you can totally understand and see how this would be in the works.
If you were only to look at what she did later on and not know any of that history, she would appear like off the wall crazy.
Oh, 100%. Because we're not even close to getting to the end yet. But you can just see this pattern and all this kind of stuff developing in her, which is what we're here for. We're digging deep.
Join us each Thursday as we unearth the dirtbags that live among us
and the motives buried there. Hope you join us as we exhume the truth.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.